Brooklyn Technical High School. The alumni of today's team, tomorrow's Teddies, and a peer leader for the librarians of tomorrow, please welcome Sunai Griffith. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you know him. You know his voice. New York Mets television broadcaster from the CBS E! And former Brooklyn Cyclones broadcaster, say hello to Keith Mann. To us from a New York Mets legend, a New York Mets Hall of Famer, and a 1986 World Series champion, please welcome back to Brooklyn, Mookie Wilson!
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welk, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that! That ball almost went through the ring light! A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowitz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York. An hour later than expected, but we've got Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app. Tonight, it's the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Aberdeen Ironbirds for game number 3 of a 6-game set between the Mets and Orioles High A affiliates. What's going on, everyone? Nice to be with you alongside Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowitz, and yeah, we had some rain showers coming down as early as 30, 40 minutes ago, but the grounds crew doing a great job making sure the field, the dirt mound, the dirt batter circle, and of course the entirety of the turf field is in tip-top shape, ready to go, and as a result, we will have baseball tonight on Coney Island. The Cyclones and the Ironbirds. And for Brooklyn, they'll try to make it 3 straight to open up this 6-game set. Brooklyn followed up their series opening victory from Tuesday night with a victory here yesterday afternoon on our final camp day of the 2023 campaign. The Cyclones 5-3 winners and the story of the day, even on a day where Jet Williams led off the ballgame with the solo shot, Justin, it had to be Jordani Ventura, 6 2/3. Only one base hit. He strikes out 10. The Brooklyn starter had just about everything working for him yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, no, Ventura was outstanding once again yesterday for Brooklyn, and really over the course of his last several starts has been on another level, and he's really taken his game to another level since being with the Cyclones. Look at his last 3 starts, 3-0, a 2.37 ERA, 23 strikeouts to only 8 walks, and only 6 hits allowed in those last 3 starts combined. That's an average of 2 per game. And if you're limiting the damage like that, odds are you're going to give your team a good chance to win. And He's done that in every start he's made for Brooklyn. He's made five starts for the Cyclones. Brooklyn 5-0 in those five games.
But it was not only Ventura, because the Cyclone bullpen got the job done yesterday as well. After Paul Gervais had a bit of a shaky outing out of the Brooklyn pen, it was really Eli Ankeny who came in, and the Southpaw slammed the door. Two innings, one hit, one strikeout. Ankeny has slowly but surely emerged his way towards the top of the Brooklyn bullpen in terms of most dynamic arms the Cyclones have had as of recently. Justin, he's scoreless in seven of his last eight relief outings, and he's even scattered amongst the league leaderboard in some statistics as far as relievers are concerned.
Yeah, no, he's been one of not only the better relief pitchers ERA-wise in the organization, but throughout minor league baseball this year between Brooklyn and St. Lucie, a 1.42 ERA among minor league relievers with 30 or more innings pitched. That is ninth among all relief arms in minor league baseball and tied for the third fewest hits allowed. And since he's been with Brooklyn, he has really been outstanding at top 10 in the league among relievers in hits allowed, batting average against, ERA, and opposing OPS. He has not only limited the damage, but when he does allow some damage, it is generally pretty weak contact. And Ankeny, the last draft pick the Mets used last year, proving to be a pick well used by Billy Epler and company.
Well, we will find out how much Brooklyn needs its bullpen tonight, because the guy towing the rubber to start the game, that would be Joelmy Ramirez, who last time he towed the rubber in his Cyclone debut, it came last week on the road against Jersey Shore. He went eight innings, allowed three runs over those eight frames, so this is someone who is obviously capable of staying deep into ball games. It's only his second game with High A Brooklyn, but it is his home debut, and he'll try to hand Brooklyn its second, or rather third straight win, and what would be Aberdeen's 14th straight loss. The Ironbirds are in the midst of a 13-game skid. They'll send Kyle Verbitsky to the hill to try to break that skid. Verbitsky, a right-hander that has seen the Cyclones a number of times so far this year, trying to propel Aberdeen back into the win column. So a little bit later than we might have thought, but we do have baseball on this Thursday evening. It is Aberdeen and Brooklyn. It's all coming up on the Cyclone Radio Network. All right, time for a break. When we come back, we'll give you tonight's starting lineups ahead of Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Don't go anywhere.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
Oh.
welcome back to Coney Island. We've got some sunlight poking through the clouds over the ocean in right field.
That's a unique look over there.
Really unique look in that you've got some very dark, daunting clouds that appear to be moving rather quickly out over the horizon. But right behind it, plenty of sunlight and even some blue skies, sort of like a layered ice cream cake would be the best way that I can describe it, where maybe you got the chocolate on the bottom, some cookie crunch in between, and some vanilla on top. That is what the sky sort of looks like right now out beyond the right field wall. Well, it is Brooklyn and Aberdeen coming up on this Thursday night. Thanks so much for being with us. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. About an hour or so delay, but baseball nonetheless, as the Cyclones and Ironbirds set to do battle for Game 3 of this six-game set here in Brooklyn. Let's give you tonight's starting lineups. First, for the visiting Ironbirds, who are in the midst of a 13-game losing streak. They have seen their record drop from 17-7 to 17-20 in half number two. It hasn't been too pretty as of recently for Roberto Mercado's squad. But the nine that he will send out tonight sounds like this. Samuel Basayo leads off and plays first base. Frederick Benkosme is the two-batter. He's the shortstop. Creed Willems in the three-hole handles catching duties. Tim Susnara after him is tonight's DH for the Birds. Then Anthony Servideo in the five-hole. He's the second baseman. Jacob Teeter out in left, bat sixth, followed by Ryan Higgins, the center fielder, in the seventh spot. Isaac De Leon at the hot corner. He bats eighth and plays third base. And finally, Elio Prado in right field, rounding out this Aberdeen nine. He is the nine batter playing right field. Starting pitcher tonight for Aberdeen, the right-hander Kyle Verbitsky, making his 10th start in his 20th overall appearance of the campaign, all with Aberdeen, a 3-1 record, 73 and a third innings, a 4.54 ERA with 75 strikeouts to 32 walks. One more time quickly for Aberdeen, Basayo, Benkosme, Willems, Susnara, Servideo, Teeter, Higgins, De Leon, and Prado. The nine for Roberto Mercado's crew. Now for the home Cyclones at 24-14, a three-game lead atop the North Division of the South Atlantic League on top of Jersey Shore at 24-14. Here's Chris Newell's nine tonight. Jet Williams, after his leadoff home run yesterday, stays right there in the leadoff spot. He bats first and plays short. Day off in the field for Alex Ramirez tonight. He's the two-hitter in the DH spot. Ryan Clifford's out in left. He bats third. Stanley Consuegra in right field bats fourth, followed by Jacob Reimer, the third baseman, who hits fifth. William Lugo playing first base tonight, not third. So Lugo at first and hitting sixth, followed by Drake Osborne, the catcher, who bats seventh. And Junior Tillian back in the lineup for Brooklyn tonight. Tillian, the eighth batter, playing second base. And finally, Ryland Thomas reinserts himself into the Brooklyn lineup after the day off yesterday. Thomas, the speedy nine batter, and tonight he'll play straightaway center field. Starting pitcher tonight for Brooklyn, it is Joelmy Ramirez. On the season between St. Lucie and Brooklyn, 85 innings, a 4.76 ERA, 5-8 record, 65 punchouts to 23 walks. One more time, quickly, the nine for Brooklyn tonight. Williams, Ramirez, Clifford, Consuegra, Reimer, Lugo, Osborne, Tillian, and Thomas, the nine for the Cyclones. All right, we'll step aside for the national anthem. When we come back, it is finally time for baseball on the boardwalk here on this Thursday night between Brooklyn and Aberdeen.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back out to Maimonides Park on Coney Island. It is just about time for baseball. About an hour delay at the start due to weather. But it is baseball time on Coney Island. Joelmi Ramirez warming up on the mound, getting ready to make his Maimonides Park and Coney Island debut. Ramirez was outstanding in his Cyclones official debut. That was last Thursday on the road at Jersey Shore. Ramirez standing at 6'2", 170, 21 years old from San Juan de la Maguana in the Dominican Republic. Ramirez worked into the ninth inning, first Cyclone pitcher to do that in 2 years. Ended up giving up 3 runs in that ball game on the strength of 6 hits, no walks, struck out 4. Samuel Basayo, the first baseman tonight for Aberdeen, will lead off. First pitch of the day from Ramirez, misses down and in. And we are underway at 8:01 Eastern Time, officially a 61-minute weather delay. The lefty swings and pops it up. Back behind home, Osborne onto the warning track, and this will get into the seats. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Basayo, Bencosme, Willems, the top third of the lineup. Susnara, Servideo, and Teeter the heart with Higgins, De Leon, and Prado rounding out the Ironbirds starting 9. Basayo, 2-for-3 with a double and a walk yesterday, pops another one up. Osborne keeps the mask on this time. It'll land in front of us. It is 1-2. Basayo, 4-for-his-first-29 with the Ironbirds. A double and an RBI. 1-2, and Basayo, a hard line drive caught on the back end by Tilly, and he'll throw on to first anyway just in case. And just like that, leadoff man retired to start the ballgame. Basayo hit it right on the screws, but nothing to show for it. One up, one down for Ramirez tonight. Let's take a look at Brooklyn defensively. Left to right in the outfield, Ryan Clifford, Ryland Thomas, and Stanley Consuegra. And a big hack from Bencosme comes up empty. It's 0-1. Frederick 0-for-3 yesterday, hitting at 236, a homer, 35 RBIs. Bencosme 0-for-7 in the series. Righty's 0-1. Fastball outside, it's 1-1. Third to first around the infield, Jacob Reimer, Jet Williams, Junior Tillian, And William Lugo makes his second start of the year at first. Drake Osborne, the catcher behind home, is the 1-1 fouled away. And it's a ball and two strikes. Had plenty of rain here on Coney Island throughout the course of the afternoon into the early evening hours. 1-2, outside 2-2. And as Johnny said on the pregame show, excellent job done by Caitlin Hertz and the grounds crew getting this field playable after the lengthy weather delay. The 2-2 up and in. And Ben Cosme spins out of the way of 93, the count full. 69 degrees right now here on Coney Island. Real feel at 71. 3 mile per hour wind gusts to the south. American flag out in center. Pretty much at a standstill. The 3-2 popped up. Third base side. Osborne towards the warning track. This will land into the seats about three rows in. And it remains at 3-2. But as recently, Johnny, as maybe an hour ago, hour 15 minutes ago, it was coming down pretty good here in Brooklyn.
Most definitely was. We were doing our pregame hit for the video board here, Justin, and right on cue it started coming down.
3-2, another one fouled away. That to the sweet to our left, and everyone yelling at each other now for not making the play as it ricochets back on down. Some fans yelling at Ben Cosme to hit it the other way. 3-2, there he does. Right center field, long run to his left for Thomas. And Ryland gets there to make the running grab. Two out. That has been a big addition for the Cyclones when Alex Ramirez does not play center field to have another capable man out in center. Ryland's done a nice job, Johnny, when he's been in center field.
And not only that, Justin, but you think about these first two batters, two really hard-hit balls off the bat of Basayo and Ben Cosme.
It's Creed Willems out in front. It's 0-1.
And the Brooklyn defense behind Joelmy Ramirez doing a very nice job. Tillian making it look routine at second base despite not playing for a couple days. And then Thomas.
0-1 flared to the left. This will end up about eight rows back into the seats. It's 0-2. Willems 0-for-3. Drove in a run with a first inning sack fly yesterday. Willems hitting at 207 in 50 games with Aberdeen. Seven homers and 35 RBIs. Ramirez from the third base side of the mound. The 0-2, and Willems another pop fly. This will end up in the seats. Ramirez, prior to joining Brooklyn last week, had made 18 appearances, 6 starts at single-A St. Lucie. Went 4-8 with a 4.91 ERA. The 0-2 on the inside corner. Strike 3 called. Willems down looking. First Coney Island strikeout for Joelmy Ramirez. Retires the side in order on 16 pitches. We're through a half. Aberdeen nothing. Here come the Cyclones on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cotton candy skies here on Coney Island as we head to the bottom of the first inning. Mixes of blue and pink. Ricocheting off the clouds high atop Maimonides Park. Kyle Verbitsky on the mound for Aberdeen this evening. Right-hander at 6'7", 235 pounds, 24 years old from Media, Pennsylvania. Verbitsky on the year has split his time between the rotation and the bullpen. 20th appearance, 10th start, 3-1, a 4.54 ERA with one save, 62 hits in 73 and a third innings, 32 walks, 75 strikeouts. He up 4 runs, 2 earned, on 5 hits in 3 innings. That was last week in a start against Hickory. Jet Williams will lead things off for Brooklyn here in the bottom of the first inning. Williams hit his first Cyclones home run to lead off the ball game yesterday. Williams 2-for-4 in last night's contest with a double, a homer, and 2 RBIs. And he swings the first pitch, drives it out to right. Back into his right goes Prado, and he'll make the catch on the run for the first out of the inning. One up, one down, up for Verbitsky. Brings up the designated hitter, Alex Ramirez. Take a look at Aberdeen defensively, left to right of the outfield, Jacob Teeter, Ryan Higgins, and Elio Prado. As you look at the numbers for Verbitsky, third to first around the horn, Isaac De Leon, Frederick Bencosme, Anthony Servideo, and Samuel Basayo. As Ramirez takes down and away, it's 1-0. Creed Willems doing the catching behind the plate. Ramirez 0-for-4, struck out 3 times last night. Hitting at .244, 6 homers, a team best, 46 RBIs. A 1-0, and Ramirez off the end of the bat out of play. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Verbitsky, 2 prior appearances against Brooklyn, 1 a start, 1 out of the bullpen. The 1-1. At the knees, a strike, 1-2. Out of the bullpen here in Brooklyn, gave up 2 runs, 1 earned in 3 innings. And his start, 5 shutout, 1-hit frames in Aberdeen. 1-2, and Ramirez swings and knocks the glove out of the hand of Willems. Either that or Willems just couldn't hold on to the ball and the glove popped out of his hand. Normally when you see a situation like that, it's catcher interference, but maybe Ramirez didn't make contact with the glove of Willems. Haven't seen a replay. So it's still 1-2 on Alex. And he reaches and pops it in the air left field. Can't find it. Is Teeter now shuffling his feet. Tries to make a backhanded catch. And does. Jacob Teeter can't help but grin. Was fighting the Coney Island Thursday night sky. Teeter still doesn't know where that ball was. As he laughs about it with Ryan Higgins. Not easier to laugh when you make the grab. 2 out of the first.
Yeah, sometimes better to be lucky than good. And that time, Teeter was kind of just aimlessly walking and ended up in the vicinity of the baseball. By the time he saw it, all he had to do was reach out.
Ryan Clifford digs in, and he takes a breaking ball strike. It's 0-1. Clifford, couple of knocks in yesterday's win, went 2-for-4. 4 for his first 22 with Brooklyn as this fouled away. It's 0-2. Clifford, a homer, 2 RBIs with Brooklyn in the South Atlantic League, hitting at .263, 17 long balls, and 48 batted in. Verbitsky's 0-2, and Clifford grabs a piece to stay alive. Baseball America yesterday morning releasing their updated top 30 prospects for the Mets organization. And Clifford, the highest-ranked prospect on the top 30, number 3 on the list. And Baseball America also came out earlier today with their updated top 100 prospects in baseball. And the Cyclones with 2 of them. Earlier this year, it was Alex Ramirez and Kevin Parada. Now, Ryan Clifford and Jet Williams, the 2 on the top 100, as Clifford strikes out on the top bottom breaking ball to end the inning. Nifty pitch by Verbitsky. So he retires the side in order on 10 pitches. No runs, no hits, nobody left. At the end of 1, no score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule. They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Go to the top of the second inning. No score. Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Fans Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance, single-source electrical solution. King Henry with a nifty Brooklyn Jefes pin on his lapel as a part of a Copa de la Diversión night. Here in Brooklyn, Cyclones playing today as Los Jefes de Brooklyn. Tim Cisnaro will lead off. Was hitless yesterday afternoon, went 0-for-4. Lefty batter takes high. And the count 1-0. Cisnaro, 2-for-7 in the series. 3 for his first 9 with the Ironbirds. A homer and an RBI. The 1-0 foul back. And the count evens at 1-1. Brooklyn, as you mentioned just a moment ago, wearing the Jefes uniforms today, navy jerseys. Jefes in stencil lettering across the chest in silver. Powder blue numerals front and back, that same stencil outline, the 1-1 high. And it's 2 balls and a strike. White pants for Ramirez all the way down just above the ankles. Red and gold piping along the side. Silver and white Nike cleats. The 2-1. This one hits sharply. Oh, what a pick by Lugo to his left. Takes it to the bag himself. One out. Not too bad for a guy playing his second game of the year over at first base. So Snara hit it right on the barrel. But Lugo wouldn't let it by. Not too shabby for Lugo. Hasn't played all that much first base in his pro career. First pitch to Anthony Servideo. Low and inside for ball one for Lugo. Second start and appearance at the position this year. And just the 13th appearance in his pro career as this one hammered down the right field line. That'll get in for extra bases. Servideo rounds first on his way to second. Strong throw in by Consuegra offline. And not in time. First hit of the ball game belongs to Anthony Servideo. And the Ironbirds, a man at second and one out. 13th double of the year for Servideo and his first in the South Atlantic League.
And it continues a trend, Justin, even on the ground out to Lugo, of just a lot of really well-barreled up, hard-hit baseballs right now. And for Ramirez, he's been unscathed, able to handle it so far. That's just the first base hit. But Aberdeen with a prime chance here to pounce early.
Jacob Teeter had a two-run double yesterday, was 1-for-3, and he takes upstairs for ball one. Teeter and Aberdeen hitting at 264 in 38 games. The split is year between Aberdeen and AA Bowie. 3 homers, 23 RBIs. 1-0, and Teeter takes a called strike. Very delayed call from the home plate umpire, JT Shaw. And it's even at 1-1. Chad Westlake on the bases today. Big leadoff second for Servideo, the 1-1. And Teeter comes up empty on the off speed. It's 1-2. Navy cap, navy bill for Brooklyn today. Powder blue interlocking BC logo on the front. It's time called at home plate. Williams holds on the runner at second, the 1-2. And Teeter flips it in the air down the left field line. Going to be trouble. That'll get in for a base hit. Scoring from second, Servideo. Good play by Clifford to field and fire in. That'll hold Teeter at first with an RBI single. And Aberdeen takes a 1-0 second inning lead. 24th RBI of the year for Teeter with the Ironbirds. 32nd overall, and that was just a looper that happened to stay fair down the line.
Yeah, so how about that? After all those hard hit balls we've seen tonight, it ends up being the slow looper that just gets lofted into no man's land that provides the game's first run.
But a really nice job done by Clifford to hold Teeter to a single. And the first pitch to Ryan Higgins taken for strike one. Higgins 0 for 2. Couple of walks and a stolen base. And in yesterday's contest, 1 for 5 in the series. The 0-1 from Juwilme. This is high. It's 1-1. Higgins and Aberdeen hitting .181 in 41 games. 25 for 138, 4 homers, 23 RBIs. Ramirez spins and throws over. And Teeter dives back safely. Great to see a couple of legends out here on Coney Island today, despite the nasty rain earlier this afternoon and evening. The 1-1 fouled off the top of the screen. It's 1-2. Mookie Wilson, former Cyclones coach, Mets Hall of Famer, in the building here tonight. Threw out a ceremonial first pitch. But might not have been the guy that got the biggest round of applause when he went out to throw out a first pitch today. 1-2. Outside, it's 2-2. Our predecessor and one of the radio voices of your New York Mets, Keith Ratt, back out here on Coney Island today. Mets having the off day and back at home tomorrow. So Keith getting to stay in New York City. Not a travel day for the club. As Higgins takes a call at strike three. Got him atop the ladder. Second strikeout today for Juwilme, two out of the second. A paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. This is them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. One on, two out for Isaac De Leon. Hitting at .179, four homers, 22 batted in. Righty-righty matchup. And the first pitch, changeup out in front, it's 0-1. But it was great getting to see Keith. Getting a chance to catch up with him in and around the ballpark today. Might have been a little bit high on the first pitch. But so many people around the ballpark thrilled to see him. As Isaac De Leon takes high 1-1. It was a big day for the Cyclones Radio Network as Mary DiBernardo threw out a first pitch today as well.
And I think Mookie Wilson watched those first two first pitches and said, all right, I'm going to top it. Mookie threw a nice first pitch.
Still got some juice in that right arm after all these years. De Leon fouls it away 1-2, but really great to see the reaction from all our coworkers about Keith making his way back here to Coney Island. Had a massive impact in his time here in Brooklyn, and hopefully Johnny and I have done a good job keeping up that tradition. Throw over to first, and Teeter dives back safely. De Leon trying to snap an 0-for-17 slide at the plate. Hitless in his last five games. The 0-2 downstairs blocked by Osborne. It's even, two balls and two strikes. One on, two out, top of the second. Aberdeen a 1-0 lead on the RBI single to left by Jacob Teeter. Elio Prado waiting on deck. Ramirez, the 2-2. Breaking ball misses high and tight. And it's full three balls and two strikes. Ramirez, signed by the Mets out of the Dominican. July of 2019. Payoff pitch, runner goes, and the offering high for ball four. And De Leon 1-2, but lost him on a walk. That just the first free pass Ramirez has allowed in 9 2/3 innings with the Cyclones. And Aberdeen with two on and two out for Elio Prado.
Just good patience by De Leon. Waiting for a pitch that he liked. It never came. And the result, men on first and second now with two gone.
Prado was a very late scratch for Aberdeen on Tuesday night. No less than 20 minutes before the game. As Prado hammers it out towards left field, Clifford going back, reaches up and makes the catch as he backpedals onto the warning track to end the inning. Prado hit it hard but right at Clifford, and Aberdeen has to settle for one in the inning. One run, two hits, two left at the end of one and a half. 1-0 Aberdeen on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hey Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Kyle Verbitsky back to the mound, bottom of the second inning, 1-0. Brooklyn trailing Aberdeen. Stanley Consuegra, Jacob Reimer, William Lugo. 3-2 up in the frame for the Cyclones, or the Jefes tonight. And the first pitch to Stanley, taken for a called strike one. Consuegra hitless in yesterday's ball game. Homered in the win on Tuesday night. He takes low. It's 1-1. Consuegra hitting at .237. Team leading 14 home runs and 41 RBIs. The righties 1-1. And Consuegra out in front. It's a ball and two strikes. Aberdeen today wearing the powder blues. Iron birds and white script lettering across the chest. White numerals front and back with an orange border. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Up the ladder with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Back-to-back strikeouts for Berbitsky. And there is one out in the home second. Now it's Jacob Reimer. Didn't get the same kind of love that Ryan Clifford and Jet Williams got yesterday, but just as good a contest, reached base four times. Couple of walks, a hit by pitch, and a single. And he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Reimer. Five for his first 26 with Brooklyn, a homer and three RBIs. The 0-1 nearly hits him inside. And it's even at 1-1. Reimer has been a ball magnet this year. 15 hit by pitches and 352 plate appearances. A 1-1, a ground ball up the middle. Two is left to shortstop and Cosme in a quick transfer gets him for the second out of the second inning. William Lugo trying to snap out of a funk, 0 for 3 yesterday. 1 for 6 in the series, hitting at .210, 11 homers, 37 batted in. But Aberdeen, great pants, all the way down to the ankles for Verbitsky, black and white cleats, royal blue cap, royal blue bill. Script R&J on the front with the Iron Bird through the middle. As Lugo takes a strike, the count 0-1. Verbitsky working quickly. The one strike pitch outside and low. And the count evens at 1-1. Verbitsky acquired by the Orioles in the offseason from Oakland. The 1-1. Lugo dribbles it behind the plate. 1-2. Came over with left-hander Cole Irvin. An exchange for minor league infielder Darryl Hernaez. Hernaez with Aberdeen last year. 1-2, outside it's even. Two balls and two strikes. Drake Osborne, the catcher, waiting on deck. Infield shifted for Lugo to pull. The 2-2 from Verbitsky. And Lugo takes high. It's a full count. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Iron Birds a 1-0 lead in the home second. Time called by Lugo ahead of the payoff pitch. Verbitsky, a guy known for good command. Before the season began, rated the best control in the A's system before he was dealt to Baltimore at the end of January. Payoff pitch, and Lugo takes outside for ball four. So William is Brooklyn's first base runner of the day. Sure enough, as soon as I say Verbitsky has great command, issues his first walk of the night.
What's that about a broadcaster's jinx?
Does it count if it happens to the other team?
I think it counts all the same.
One on and two out in the second for Drake Osborne. Drake had the go-ahead home run in the fifth inning on Tuesday night. And he takes a fastball strike. It's 0-1. Osborne, 2-for-3 on Tuesday, a homer and an RBI. Hitting at .175 in 49 games. 8 home runs, 25 runs batted in. The 0-1, and Osborne takes low. Breaking ball from Verbitsky. It's even at a ball and a strike. Osborne been a guy this year who has had some teams he struggled against and some teams that he has flat-out owned. The 1-1, and Osborne a towering fly ball to left. Back goes Teeter at the warning track in front of the fence. Makes the catch to end the inning. Osborne making a bid for yet another home run, but this ballpark just barely big enough to hold it as Osborne has to settle for an inning-ending fly out to left. No runs, no hits, one man left on a walk at the end of 2-1-0 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey guys, here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Top of the third inning, 1-0 Aberdeen, our score. Top of the lineup, due up for the Orioles affiliate. And due up for the broadcast here in the third inning, my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz.
Hey, Justin, thanks so much. It's Aberdeen 1 and Brooklyn nothing as we move into inning number 3 here on this Thursday night on the boardwalk. A little bit later than expected by the time we reach the top of the third, just past 8:30. Tonight's contest delayed about an hour due to rain. Top of the lineup for the Ironbirds, and the first pitch is rocketed to right field. It's well hit. Consuegra back to have a look. He has room, and he makes the catch on the warning track for out number one. That ball was hit very high and pretty far, but not quite far enough. And a very loud out number one off the bat of Samuel Basayo. There's one away. Base is empty.
Yeah, Basayo learning the hard way about how tough it is as a left-handed hitter to put one out to right here on Coney Island.
Frederick Bencosme takes a first pitch breaking ball up and away for ball one. It's 1-0. Aberdeen a run in the top of the second.
as a 1-0 delivery is in there for a strike. It's 1-1. An RBI single off the bat of Jacob Teeter. That scored Anthony Servideo after his one-out double. It's been the only scoring we've had so far tonight on either side. Joelmi Ramirez working out of the full windup. 1-1 toss. Swinging a sharp line drive into center, dropping quickly. Thomas has no play. It drops in front of him. So a one-out single off the bat of Frederick Benkosme. Rylan Thomas in center field has plenty of speed, but maybe not that much speed, enough to get to that baseball that just sunk like a rock in water. And a base runner now for Aberdeen with their three-batter Creed Willem set to come to bat. So Ramirez will shift gears, working out of the stretch now with the runner on. The pitch, runner goes, and it's skied in the infield.
This could be trouble.
Right-hand side. Second baseman Tillian makes the catch. Throw over to first. In time. It was trouble. Junior Tillian at second base making Frederick Benkosme pay. He doubled him up to end the inning. Brooklyn sharp defensively in the frame. And they enter the bottom of the third, trailing 1-0 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meetthemets.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We go to the bottom of the third from Maimonides Park. Aberdeen a 1-0 lead on top of the Cyclones here on this Thursday night. Game 3 out of 6 between the Cyclones and the Ironbirds. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. Thanks for being with us. Cyclones will send the 8 and 9 batters to bat for the first time tonight. Junior Tillian and Ryland Thomas. Then we'll go back to the top for Jet Williams. Kyle Verbitsky, Aberdeen's starting pitcher, has only faced one off the minimum so far through two. A two-out walk issued to William Lugo in the second. It didn't amount to very much because Drake Osborne flew out the very next batter. So now Junior Tillian for the first time tonight. First toss. Fastball misses up and away for ball one. Tillian playing second base. Saw him make a nifty play in the field moments ago. 1-0 upcoming. Tillian takes. It's in there for a strike. And the count, 1-1. It was a pop-up hit by Creed Willems on the right side with a runner on first base. Benkosme took off for second. 1-0 misses down and away. And it's 2-1. Tillian made the catch, relayed over to first before Benkosme could get back safely, beat him by about half a step. 2-1. Tillian smacks one on the ground, left-hand side, but it's foul. And it's 2-2 to the Brooklyn second baseman. First appearance of this series for Junior. Brooklyn middle infield yesterday was Jet Williams at short, DeAndre Smith at second. It was the same deal in the opener of this six-game set on Tuesday night. 2-2. Tillian takes, misses outside with the breaking ball, and Junior works the count full. But Tillian back in there today, playing second and batting eighth. Verbitsky quick to work, is 3-2. Fouled straight back, and will try another payoff. Junior trying to get it going with the bat a little bit, just 4 for his last 29 at the dish. A 230 hitter during his time in Brooklyn. Here's another 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Pulled the string on a breaking ball, and Tillian swung right over the top of it. So strikeout number 3 on the night for Kyle Verbitsky. And there's one away. Still 1-0 Ironbirds here in the bottom of the third. Base is empty now for Brooklyn's second leadoff man, if you will. The 9 batter, Rylan Thomas. Thomas, a speedy lefty bat, former USC Trojan, hits the first pitch he sees into shallow center, and that drops for a base hit. So Ryland Thomas continues to produce. A one-out single for Ryland, and we go back to the top for Jet Williams. It was an uncharacteristic 0-4 last time we saw Thomas back on Tuesday. But a quick memory, mental reset, and he starts his Thursday night 1-for-1. See if he tries to swipe second base here. A healthy-sized lead off of first. Jet Williams up, throw over to check on Thomas. He's back safely. Brooklyn with plenty of speed in this lineup. Look no further than the guy on first right now and the guy in the righty batter's box, Jet Williams. Pitch. Fastball over the heart of the zone for a called strike. It's nothing and one. Verbitsky doesn't really dial it up all too much. That last teeter checking in at 89. But he keeps the walks down and pitches to contact. A one. Williams takes just a hair away. And it's one ball and one strike. Entering play tonight for Kyle. 32 walks in 73 and a third frames. 75 strikeouts this season as well. 1-1 upcoming. Thomas bluffs, swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. Ryland a hard first two strides before he came to a halt and retreated towards first base. Ball and two strikes, one gone. 1-0 Ironbirds here in the home third. Cyclone fans that stuck out the one-hour rain delay trying to will this team even here in the early stages. Big hole on the right side for the righty batter, Williams. First baseman Basayo holds the speedy Thomas on. 1-2. Williams takes up and away, and it's two balls and two strikes. Full night sky at this point in time. We had a true baseball sky in its truest form earlier. Cotton candy-esque. 2-2. Williams swings and taps one. Left-hand side. Third baseman De Leon in, and he has no play. Well, he collected the baseball, but Williams flew down that first base line that De Leon thought better than throwing. Either that, or he had trouble on the transfer and could never get the throw off. But either way, two base runners, only one out for the Cyclones.
Yeah, Jet Williams' speed there had to be in the back of Isaac De Leon's mind as he was trying to quickly grip it and rip it over to first base, but never did find the seams.
So two speedsters on the base paths. Thomas in scoring position. He's on second. And Williams right behind him on first. Alex Ramirez to the plate. First toss. Fastball misses high, and it's 1-0. Ramirez 0-for-1 today. Flew out to left his first time up at bat. 0-for-4 yesterday with three strikeouts. Alex trying to snap out of a little funk he's going through. 1-0 upcoming, and Ramirez takes a pitch just outside for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. Ramirez, the DH tonight for Brooklyn. So no fielding responsibilities. But obviously a potent bat in the two hole. Two on, one gone. His team down, 1-0. The pitch. Check swing. He got a piece foul. Thomas on second base thought maybe it was a pass ball. He was taken off for third. But Ramirez on the check swing just grazed the baseball with the bat. So it's two balls and one strike. Alex at 244 this season. Six home runs. 46 runs batted in. He's also scored 57 runs as well. The RBIs and runs, that paces this Cyclone squad. 2-1 upcoming. Here's the pitch. Ramirez takes just a bit outside. And now a 3-1 hitter's count for the righty batter, Alex. Wearing his bright pink cleats. You can always count on Alex for checking the fashion box. We saw some bright neon ones yesterday. Today, back to the pink. The usual pair. Verbitsky from the stretch, 3-1. Ramirez, uppercut, swing and a miss. He tried to hit that ball out onto the beach, but it is 3-2, and now Alex will need to reset.
He's got the pink shin guards and elbow protector to go with it. He's got the full set.
Complements the alternate navy blue Hefe jersey quite nicely. 3-2. Ramirez hits it in the air, right-hand side. First baseman Basayo into foul ground makes the catch. Basayo overran that baseball and then had to reach the other way at the last second. But he did reel it in for the second out. So a long at-bat worked by Ramirez, but it doesn't amount to all too much. Now two gone for Ryan Clifford. Brooklyn still down 1-0. Plenty of speed on the base pads, though, with Thomas on second, Williams behind him on first. Clifford today, 0-for-1, a swinging strikeout, but before we'll hear his second at-bat, a mound visit for Aberdeen as Kyle Verbitsky pacing around on the mound, kicks around some dirt, and regathers himself here. It's a big spot. A one-run game, and sure, it's early, but Verbitsky would love to keep that one-run lead intact. Good crowd on hand here on this Thursday night, especially when you consider an hour rain delay. The fans that have stuck it out rewarded to a Mookie Wilson appearance, first pitch. Former Cyclone broadcaster Keith Radd, now New York Mets broadcaster in the house as well. All the Coney Island celebrities, if you will.
Not to mention a Francisco Alvarez El Troll bobblehead giveaway.
A fun Thursday night on the boardwalk. And the Cyclones trying to pull even, or better yet, maybe go ahead here in the third. First pitch misses up and away to Ryan Clifford. It's 1-0. Of course, Clifford recently acquired by the New York Mets organization. Part of that deal that sent Justin Verlander back to the Houston Astros at the trade deadline. Here's a 1-0. Clifford swings and misses, drops to a knee in the process. One ball, one strike. Interesting that Verbitsky starts Clifford out with back-to-back breaking balls. But you see the numbers on Clifford on your screen if you're following along on MILB TV. 17 long balls. 1-1. Clifford swings and misses. And it's 1-2. It was a high cheese fastball that I think he was hoping to deposit beyond the fence. But now we'll need to get defensive. Righty arm, lefty bat. One ball, two strikes. Two away and two on. 1-0 Ironbirds. Verbitsky deals. Misses down and in. Nice block by the catcher Willems. And the count moves to two balls and two strikes. Junior Tillian struck out to start the frame, then back-to-back singles by Thomas and Williams before Ramirez's pop out in foul ground. So Clifford now the fifth batter of the frame. Verbitsky trying to keep his scoreless outing intact. Here's a 2-2. Misses up and away. And Clifford works the count full, three balls and two strikes. Should things continue, Brooklyn's cleanup man Stanley Consuegra would be next. Clifford a multi-hit day yesterday, went 2-for-4 in Brooklyn's 5-3 win here on the boardwalk. 3-2 upcoming, Verbitsky delivers. Clifford takes a called strike three on the inside corner. And Brooklyn strands a pair. So no runs on two hits, no errors, and two left at the end of three. It is Aberdeen 1 and Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
We go to the fourth from Maimonides Park. The Aberdeen Ironbirds, a 1-0 lead on top of the Brooklyn Cyclones here on this Thursday night. Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, making us a small part of your Thursday evening. Glad to have you on board. What's the stakes? Well, Brooklyn has a 3-game lead as it stands right now for first place in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. And each game seemingly growing in importance as we get closer and closer to the finish line here in the regular season. Aberdeen was a team that was in the thick of that conversation when they were 17-7 2 weeks ago. But since then, they've gone on and lost 13 straight games. Trying to snap that dry spell here, a 1-0 lead as we enter the top of the fourth. 4-5-6 for the Ironbirds. Tim Susnara, Anthony Servideo, then Jacob Teeter. First pitch. Jawilmi Ramirez deals a first pitch breaking ball in there for a strike. And it's nothing and one. Ramirez back out for his fourth inning of work. Second time today he gets Susnara. A one delivery is fouled away out of play. Left-hand side. And it's nothing and two. Susnara grounded out. Hit a sharp ground ball to first base that was snared by William Lugo, who is not a natural first baseman. 0-2. Susnara check swing, fouls it backwards and out of play yet again. Tim doing the DHing tonight for Aberdeen. That's what he's done all series. Not someone who plays the field all too much. Stands in now. After a couple of practice swings into that lefty batter's box. And an 0-2 delivery upcoming from Ramirez. He gets the sign, nods the approval, and deals. Misses down and away, and it's one ball and two strikes. Ramirez working with Drake Osborne, the Brooklyn catcher tonight, as Kevin Parada continues to work his way back from the injured list. 1-2, misses up and away, and it's two balls and two strikes. Osborne's already had his fingerprints all over this series. His solo shot back on Tuesday proved to be the game winner in a 3-2 Brooklyn victory. 2-2. Hit in the air, very high. This one will stay in the infield right near home plate. Osborne in the batter's circle makes the catch for out number one. Well, the entirety of the Brooklyn infield converged towards Drake Osborne. He said, "Don't worry, guys, I got this." And made the catch with his catcher's mitt for the inning's first out. So one away, bases empty for Anthony Servideo. He scored the only run of the ball game so far. Doubled and later tapped home when Jacob Teeter knocked him in. First pitch. Misses up and away. It's 1-0. Teeter waiting on deck now. Servideo out of the five spot this evening for the Ironbirds. 1-0 delivery misses outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. So with his double earlier, Servideo up to now 2-for-9. Since joining this Aberdeen crew earlier in the week. 2-0, big rip and a miss. And it's two balls and one strike to the left-handed hitting second baseman. Jawilmi Ramirez making his second appearance with the Cyclones. 2-1, swing and a foul ball, left-hand side out of play, out onto Surf Avenue. And it's two balls and two strikes. But the Brooklyn debut for Ramirez went swimmingly. On the road against Jersey Shore, picked up the win over eight innings of three-run ball. 2-2. Swinging a line drive over the head of the shortstop, Williams, and into the gap in left center field. Thomas cuts it off, a strong throw to second base, but it's offline. And a one-out double, the second double of the day for Anthony Servideo. And the Ironbirds have a man in scoring position with one gone here in the fourth. So Servideo, for whatever reason, has had Jawilmi Ramirez's number this evening so far. And now a chance for Aberdeen to pad to its lead. Perhaps a very similar situation to how the Orioles affiliate scored their first run of the night a couple of frames ago. Here's Jacob Teeter, who knocked in that run. First pitch swinging, fouls it back, and it's nothing and one.
And a good job by Servideo using the whole field. First double down the right field line. Last one into the left center field gap. Spraying the ball across the diamond.
Ramirez shifts gears to the stretch. He's belt set. 0-1. Misses up and away. One ball and one strike. Light situated around the ballpark here. Glaring on the field below, full night sky to compliment. 1-1 is hit on the right-hand side, foul. And it's one ball and two strikes.
I want to say the first time in a long time we've had a night game here in Brooklyn without Luna Park illuminated beyond the outfield wall. I want to say the first time since before Memorial Day.
Really makes the parachute jump beyond the right field foul pole stand out that much more. Right now, American flag theme lit up. 1-2. Hit on the ground, right side. Tilly and the second baseman on a backhand. Collects and throws for the second out. Servideo up to third in the process, but a big ground out induced by Ramirez to get Teeter on the 4-3, and there's two gone with a runner on third for Ryan Higgins. Yeah, right now that parachute jump, oh, it just shifted gears. I was about to describe the lighting pattern, but it went away before I could get there. Now it's some sort of rainbow mixture. First pitch is cranked to left field. This ball is hammered down the line, but it moves foul. And it's 0-1.
And speaking of Luna Park, Ryan Higgins just put one there on the foul side of it. But
Did you see there was a ball last night? I believe it was Luis Robert, the outfielder with the White Sox. He hit a foul ball that went out of the stadium. Now, that's hard to do at the major league level.
Yeah, I did see that. That was incredible.
0-1, rip and a miss, and it's nothing and two to Higgins.
He pulled it out of the third base side of the stadium, out of the upper deck, and I guess towards the parking lot at Guaranteed Rate Field. If my memory serves me correct, that's what the White Sox ballpark is called these days.
0-2. Misses up and away. It's one ball and two strikes.
I mean, I can't remember an instance in which I've seen that happen before.
One of the more unique things I've seen all year from a Major League Baseball capacity or a Minor League Baseball capacity at that time call, but maybe not the coolest thing I saw this week at the MLB level. And that's including a no-hitter that was thrown by Michael Lorenzen with the Philadelphia Phillies.
Also last night.
How about the Julio Rodriguez catch from a couple of nights ago? 1-2 upcoming to Higgins. Ramirez deals. Misses up and away. For those of you that might have missed it, Julio robbed a home run in center field, but did not reveal right away that he robbed the home run. Instead, kind of just nonchalantly paced around in center, looking perhaps even a bit down as if he didn't make the play, only to casually hold it up in the glove and keep everyone on the edge of their seats. One of the most electrifying players in the game, continuing to impress in Seattle. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on third, 1-0 Aberdeen here in the top of the fourth. Ramirez deal. Swing and a miss, strike three. Pumps the fastball right by him. Third strikeout of the night for Ramirez. And Aberdeen strands a man at third to end the top of the fourth. Ironbirds 1, Cyclones nothing through 3.5 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Ángeles.
Part of the order, two up for the Cyclones here as we enter the bottom of the fourth. 4-5-6. Consuegra, Reimer, then Lugo. Up at the dish for Brooklyn as the Clones try to claw their way back down 1-0 to the Aberdeen Ironbirds. The only Aberdeen run of the day coming off an RBI single from Jacob Teeter in the top of the second inning. Brooklyn has no runs on just two hits through three. Trying to change that narrative here in inning number four. First pitch to Consuegra, swinging a ground ball, left-hand side, foul. And it's nothing in one. Kyle Verbitsky doing a good job limiting the damage thus far. Verbitsky, the Aberdeen starter, right-handed arm, former Penn State Nittany Lion, a one. Consuegra swings and misses, and it's nothing in two. Stanley 0 for 1, a swinging strikeout his first time up in the second. Verbitsky does have four punchouts through three frames. Ahead 0-2, he deals. Consuegra takes a pitch just outside, and it is one ball and two strikes to the Brooklyn cleanup man. Two base hits tonight for Brooklyn, both came in the third. 1-2. Consuegra swings and misses. He's down on strikes on the fastball. So for the second time tonight, Verbitsky has punched out Consuegra. He's got five now on the evening. And there's one away. Bases empty for Jacob Reimer. But yeah, Brooklyn in the third. Back-to-back one-out singles from Thomas and Williams. But stranded them both there. Now here's Reimer. First pitch. Swinging a high fly ball, hit to right field, taking Prado back at the wall. He's got room, and a step in front of the wall makes the catch for the second out.
I'm going to say that's the second time tonight we've seen a deep drive out towards that part of right field. And the wind just not carrying the ball out in that direction. Really not much of a breeze to speak of in any which direction.
Yeah, Samuel Basayo did it earlier for Aberdeen. Similar instance there for Reimer. So a quick two outs thus far for Verbitsky. Now he gets Lugo. Pitch. Misses upstairs. Breaking ball without much break. And it's one ball and no strikes. Lugo walked his first time up at the dish this evening. 1-0. Takes it down and away. And it's two balls and no strikes. That walk to Lugo, the only walk that Verbitsky has permitted so far tonight. Behind 2-0, he deals. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, and it is 2-1. Lugo playing first base tonight. Just one for his last 10, 2-1. Dribbles one foul, left-hand side, and it's 2-2. On the season for Lugo, 2-10, 11 long balls, 37 ribbies. Signed by the Mets organization back in August of 2018. In his fifth year. Two balls, two strikes on him here with the bases empty. Aberdeen infield for the most part, particularly the middle infield, playing back. Where brown-shaded turf meets green-shaded turf here on the turf field at Maimonides Park. On a day like today, thank goodness for that turf. 2-2. This is down and away, and it's three balls and two strikes. You'd have to imagine if this was a traditional dirt field. With the way it was just raining all afternoon, it would be unlikely that there'd be baseball tonight. But here we are, 3-2. Lugo loses his bat and fouls it back. That bat went saucering through the air. And thankfully was kept in by the netting. But Lugo will recollect and prepare himself for another 3-2 delivery. Almost looked like the propellers on top of a helicopter just circling about through the air. Now he digs back in, awaiting a 3-2 pitch. Two outs, space is empty. Brooklyn down 1-0. Here's the pitch. Lugo grounds one down the first baseline for a base hit. It goes all the way to right field, cut off by Prado, so Lugo will need to stay at first. A two-out single for William Lugo, and a perfectly placed one at that. His second time on base today. And the Clones have a two-out base runner. Yeah, the first baseman, Basayo, was not playing towards the line. So Lugo just tucked it between the Aberdeen first baseman and the foul line. So he occupies first now as Verbitsky works out of the stretch. First pitch to Drake Osborne. This is outside for ball one. It's 1-0. So Lugo on first now with two away represents the tying run. Brooklyn down 1-0 here in the home fourth. Osborne 0-1, 1-0 pitch. Drake cranks this one to left center field. It's well struck in the gap towards the warning track, and the catch made by Higgins, the center fielder. Well, for the second time tonight, Drake Osborne gave the baseball a ride, but it amounted to nothing more than a loud out. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left at the end of four. It is Aberdeen 1 and Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We go to the fifth in Brooklyn. Aberdeen a 1-0 lead on top of the Cyclones. And for the play-by-play, I'll pass the baton back off to my partner, Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. Top of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. Brooklyn trailing Aberdeen 1-0. The first pitch of the frame to Isaac De Leon outside for ball one. De Leon walked his first time up today. 8-9-1 due up for the Ironbirds, the 1-0. And De Leon takes low. Two balls and no strikes. Aberdeen, one run, four hits, no errors. They have left three. Brooklyn, no runs, three hits, no errors. They have left four. As De Leon takes a called strike. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count 2-1. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. The 2-1. Up and in, it's three balls and a strike. Yesterday, Jet Williams led off the ball game with a home run. 2-2. Or the 3. Yeah, 2-2 high. And the count full, 3-2. Williams, second Cyclone to hit a leadoff home run this year. Alex Ramirez did it on May the 24th. His hammer deep down the right field line, looking towards the corner. That's a fair ball. On his way to second, De Leon. The throw by Consuegra, not in time. De Leon snaps an 0-for-17 skid with an opposite field double. And the Ironbirds, a man in scoring position and nobody out. Just barely kept it fair by a matter of a few blades of turf. And Consuegra, a strong throw in. De Leon able to get there ahead of the tag at second base. So De Leon is 13th double of the year. And the Ironbirds with a chance to add to their lead. Now Elio Prado lined out sharply to left in his first at-bat. And he takes low for ball one. But Jet Williams led off the game with a home run yesterday. Since 2005, two players are tied for the franchise record in leadoff home runs as this hit on the ground at third. Reimer's toss across the diamond in time. Holding at second, De Leon. Man at second, one out. Back to the top of the order in Samuel Basayo. With two players tied for the franchise record in leadoff home runs with three. What two players are they? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Basayo has hit a couple of balls hard tonight to the right side. A line out to second and a line out to right. As this one through into right field, a base hit. They're going to send De Leon around. The throw by Consuegra. The tag, they got him. Isaac De Leon shaking his head back and forth saying, no, he did not get me in time. Roberto Mercado coming down for the third base coach's box to talk about it. But Stanley Consuegra, another outfield assist. That is ninth of the year. It was a bang-bang play there at the plate. And after a brief discussion between Shaw and Mercado, he'll return back to his post as the third base coach. And probably even more importantly on that play was Basayo did not take second base on the throw home. So Basayo at first with a single, but 9-2 the out at the plate on the great throw by Stanley. Frederick Bencosme steps in and fouls it into the sweet level. It's 0-1. Bencosme singled, was doubled off in the third. Fly out to center his first time up. One on, two out, top of the fifth. Aberdeen a 1-0 lead. A righty at the belt. Now the 0-1. And Bencosme fights it off to Hans. Ramirez ahead, no balls and two strikes. MLB Pipeline just announcing their updated list of Mets top 30 prospects. The 0-2, and Bencosme hammers one into right center field, back into his right. Consuegra, oh, what a leaping grab! Stanley Consuegra, have yourself a top of the fifth inning. Throws out a runner at the plate and likely saves a run in the field on a great leaping grab in right center field to take away extra bases from Bencosme. No runs, two hits, one left after four and a half. 1-0 Aberdeen on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Brooklyn trailing by a run, 1-0. Fans, Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived here on Coney Island. Located next to the bar by the Cyclones team store on the third base concourse, Sweet and Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for adult fans, and three social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Come on down to a Cyclones game and get your sweetness on. Junior Tillian fouls the first pitch of the fifth inning to the left. And the count 0-1. Tillian struck out his first time. 8-9-1 due up for Brooklyn, trailing by a tally. The 0-1 pitch inside. And it's 1-1. I think that was a We Want Sox chant that broke out not in Boston or in Chicago, but on Coney Island. So that fouled out a play to the right. It's 1-2. Sandy and members of the Surf Squad just up here, the press level with a sock toss into the stands. 1-2. Low, it's 2-2. And some parents in the audience tonight wondering, where's that chant on Christmas and Hanukkah? The 2-2. Tilly in a hard line drive. Caught down by the waist to Servideo. Made that look easy and then flipped it to himself. The glove to the bare hand. And Tillian robbed of a base hit for the first out of the fifth inning. Ryland Thomas singled his first time. One for one today. Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. Two with the hashtag Coney Convo's if you think you know the answer. Jet Williams, a leadoff home run yesterday as Thomas takes low. It's 1-0. Second of the year for Brooklyn. Two players tied for the franchise record since 2005 in leadoff home runs. It's a sliding stop to his right by Basayo. Underhand flip to Verbitsky over to cover in time. Two out. Nicely done by Basayo, a natural catcher. Getting acclimated to first base as he climbs the ladder. Two out for the aforementioned Jet Williams. One for two with an infield base hit. The two players tied for the franchise record with three leadoff home runs. What two players are they? Two with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Righty deals. And Williams takes low 1-0. Williams, the highest rated prospect on this Cyclones roster, according to MLB Pipeline's new Mets top 30. Eight current Cyclones on the list. Does this hit in the air to center? Over to his left is Higgins in the right center field. Gap makes the catch. And Verbitsky has a 1-2-3 fifth inning. He's needed 72 pitches through five shutout frames. We'll get you an updated look at that top 30 when we come back. 1-0 Aberdeen as we move to the sixth on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Joelmi Ramirez back to the mound in the sixth inning. Fans, join us in a galaxy not so far away. That's this Saturday, August the 12th. Star Wars night with your Cyclones. Whether you're a Jedi Master or a Padawan, you want to get here early. First 1,500 fans in attendance receive an out-of-this-world jersey. Plus, there are post-game fireworks and a special ticket package featuring a Chewbacca fur cap. For tickets or more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com/Star Wars. Creed Willems to lead off for Aberdeen in the top of the sixth. First pitch from Ramirez is a little bit low. And the count 1-0. Coney Convo's trivia question. Give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth inning. Question tonight. What two players are tied for the franchise record in leadoff home runs? Willems pops it up along the first base line. And Lugo halfway down and fouled. Actually, fair territory, says the home plate umpire. Makes the catch for the first out of the sixth inning. One out for Tim Cisnara. Popped up to the catcher. Grounded out sharply to first tonight. What two players tied for the franchise record with three leadoff home runs. Give you a hint as Cisnara takes outside 1-0. Neither of the two players have major league experience. 1-0. Foul tip into the glove of Cisnara.
Well, there goes my guess.
It's even at a ball and a strike. I will say one player may be recognizable to fans that aren't Cyclones crazies, largely because he was involved in a trade a couple of years ago as Cisnara fouls it into the mitt of Osborne. It's 1-2. But the New top 30 out for the Mets, according to MLB Pipeline. 8 2023 Cyclones on the list. Jet Williams, the highest ranked at number 3. Kevin Parada at 5. Ryan Clifford at 6, the 1-2. Inside and low, it's 2-2. Blade Tidwell at number 10. Alex Ramirez at 11. Christian Scott at 12. Jacob Reimer at number 13. And Tyler Stewart now on that list at 17. Is that pitch just inside? Osborne looked like he was about ready to come out of his crouch and fire down. And it's now full at 3-2. Ramon Gomez at number 25. The payoff pitch, and this drilled into right center field. Back at 2 is left Thomas. And in right center makes the grab for the second out. Quite a few former Cyclones on that list as well. Ronnie Mauricio at number 4. Mike Vassell at number 9. Mets top pitching prospect according to MLB Pipeline. Dominic Campbell at number 16. Matt Rudick at 27. As that pitch outside, 1-0. And then, of course, you got the new guys that came over at the deadline. Luis Angel Acuna at number 1. Drew Gilbert came over in the Verlander trade at number 2. The 1-0 hit on the ground, a second sliding stop by Tillian to his left. Gets up, throw to first in time to retire Servideo. And end the inning. Servideo hit it hard for the third straight time, but after a pair of doubles to start his day, retired on a great defensive play by Tillian. And a 1-2-3 inning for Joelmi Ramirez. At the end of 5.5, 1-0 Aberdeen on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Final on Aberdeen starter Kyle Verbitsky. His day done after 5 shutout innings, 3 hits, a walk, 5 strikeouts, and he does exit the pitcher of record on the winning side. Aberdeen 1, Brooklyn nothing. Logan Reinhart, the new arm in the game, part of a Baikal Auto Mall pitching change. Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Reinhart, the new arm in, and the first pitch he throws to Alex Ramirez is taken downstairs for ball 1. Reinhart, the right-hander, 6'3", 185, 25 years old. Ramirez in the air to right, backing up on it, Prado. And a few steps in front of the warning track makes the catch for the first out of the sixth inning. Reinhart, 25 years old, from Upland, California. Came over in a trade at the deadline in a minor deal that the Orioles engaged in. Came over from the Mariners organization in exchange for right-hander Edward Bazzardo. Reinhart kicks and comes home. And Clifford takes a call. Strike, it's 0-1. Reinhart, second appearance with Aberdeen. Last pitched on August the 4th against Hickory. Went 3 shutout, 1-hit innings. Walked 2, struck out 3. The 0-1 to Cliff. Inside and low. It's even at 1-1. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Question was, what two players are tied for the Cyclones franchise record in leadoff home runs, at least since 2005, as Clifford can't hit the high fastball at 92. It's 1-2. Who would have been your guess if it weren't for the fact that neither player is a former big league?
I was going to say Ahmed Rosario and Jose Reyes.
Those are pretty fair guesses. As Clifford strikes out on the fastball, 93 away. And Logan Reinhart has his first strikeout tonight. Two out of the sixth for Stanley Consuegra, over two, a couple of strikeouts. But no, it is neither Rosario nor Jose Reyes. A couple of blasts from the past. The first pitch misses low as a couple of balloons got released from somewhere.
That's the second and third balloons I've seen in the air tonight. There was one earlier as well.
I didn't know we were having a up-themed promotion today, but things get surprised all the time. 1-0. Low, it's two balls and no strikes. Well, the answer to today's question, players that accomplished defeat did it in 2010 and 2018 respectively. First man to accomplish the feat was Rylan Sandoval, who had three leadoff home runs as Consuegra takes high. It's 3-0. And then you have Ross Adolph, who is second, did it in 2018. Also hit three leadoff home runs. Adolph, one of the players the Mets traded to Houston in the J.D. Davis deal. As Consuegra takes inside ball four. And Stanley on with a two-out walk in the sixth inning. Brings up Jacob Reimer, who flied out to deep right his last time. I thought Adolph might be the name that would ring some fans' bells. Rylan Sandoval is a name I have not come across until doing research for this question. One on, two out. Brooklyn down by one. And the pitch from Reinhart high. It's one ball and no strikes. Reinhart had spent the entirety of the year out in Washington State playing for the Everett Aqua Sox in the Mariners system as Reimer drives one to right. Back goes Prado to the warning track and right in front of the NYU signage. Makes the catch to end the inning. Brooklyn keeps driving the ball to the opposite field and Prado keeps being there to make the play to quell threats. No runs, no hits, one left on a walk at the end of 6-1 nothing Aberdeen. On Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. Spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This pitching change, driven by Bicol Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BicolAutoMall.com. On is the right-hander, Sammy Tavares. 6'7", 260. 24 years old from Santo Domingo. Final line for Joelmi Ramirez. One run, six hits, a walk, three strikeouts in six innings. As Jacob Teeter leads off the seventh, here is Johnny Gadamwitz to take over the play-by-play.
Thanks, Justin. Yeah, Tavares on, Aberdeen 1, Brooklyn nothing. First pitch misses down and away for ball 1, and it's 1-0. Aberdeen a run on 6 hits, no errors. Brooklyn has only responded with no runs on 3 hits and no errors. And after Sammy Tavares' first pitch, the catcher Drake Osborne out to have a word. William Lugo involved in the conversation as well, the Brooklyn first baseman. So Osborne and Tavares seemingly just getting on the same page before Sammy gets too deep into his relief outing. One ball, no strikes to the left fielder Jacob Teeter. Teeter has knocked in the only run of the night so far, an RBI single that plated Anthony Servidio all the way back in the second inning. Tavares works exclusively out of the stretch as a reliever, even with nobody on. 1-0. Swing and a line drive. Foul, left-hand side, into the concourse. And it's 1-1.
Yeah, we got another balloon.
Make it number 4 on the night by my count. That has now entered the atmosphere.
Right? And I'm going to have a little ticker on the bottom right-hand corner of our screen. Balloon counter.
Right now, it's kind of right above Jet Williams' head at shortstop. 1-1 delivery misses down and in. It's 2-1, and I should say very, very high above. Not really in the field of play whatsoever. Would need to hit quite the pop-up in order to enter that vicinity. So 2 balls, 1 strike. Nobody out. Bases empty. 1-0 Aberdeen. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul ball. Straight back. Bounces off the netting. And it's 2-2 to Jacob Teeter. Teeter in the 6th spot, playing left field for Aberdeen this evening. Yesterday went 1-for-3 with a pair of RBIs in Aberdeen's 5-3 loss. Ironbirds only had 3 base hits yesterday on a frustrating day offensively when they lost their 13th straight game. Brooklyn going for their 3rd straight win, but they do trail 1-0. Here's a 2-2. Misses inside. Teeter had to skip out of the way of the pitch towards the hips. And the count now full. It is 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, Aberdeen only 9 hits total through the first 2 games of this series. Entering play tonight, guess you can go ahead and make that 15 now through these first 2 and change, including tonight's contest. Here's a payoff. Misses up and away, ball 4. So Tavares issues a leadoff walk to Teeter, who finds himself on base for the 2nd time tonight. And a base runner with nobody out for Ryan Higgins. Frustrating night for Higgins so far. 0-for-2, 2 strikeouts. 1 looking in the 2nd, and then another swinging in the 4th. He is our St. Mark's Comics villain of the game, so 1 more strikeout. St. Mark's Comics, a lucky section, gets some coupons as he shows bunt and fouls it down the 3rd base line for strike 1. He's got that Darth Vader helmet cropped over his headshot on the video board. So 0-1 to Higgins, who, as I mentioned, 0-for-2, 2 strikeouts at just .181 with Aberdeen this season. But on in a big spot here with a base runner and nobody out, Ironbirds looking for some insurance here in the late stages of this ballgame. We'll see if he shows bunt again. Righty on righty. Tavares looks towards the runner at first, now focuses towards home and fires. And it's fouled straight back. Sammy ahead quickly on Higgins. No balls and 2 strikes. Tavares, a looming large presence on the mound. 6'7", 260. The right-hander fires. Flared in the air, right-hand side, into the seats. And the count remains 0-2. From Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, much like a couple of his Brooklyn teammates, Benito Garcia, Jordani Ventura, who we saw throw yesterday. 3 outfielders as well, Consuegra de los Santos and Alex Ramirez, all call Santo Domingo home. 0-2. This is up and in. 95 on the gun. Look out. Higgins was ushered backwards out of that righty batter's box to steer clear of that high heater. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Nobody out. Aberdeen 1 and Brooklyn nothing here in the top of the 7th. I'm sure Sammy would love a ground ball here. Brooklyn infield playing pretty normal depth, all things considered. 1-2. misses down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Third baseman Reimer a little deep in the hole. And the shortstop Williams back towards the outfield grass as well. Lugo, the first baseman, holds the runner on. With Tilly in at second. A slight shade towards the second base back. Nothing too crazy, though. 2-2 upcoming. Tavares set at the belt. Left leg kick. He deals. Line drive left side. It's through for a base hit. Williams, the shortstop, couldn't get there. Right to the left fielder, Clifford. So Teeter stays put at second base. In large part, thanks to how hard that ball was hit, but also where it was hit. So now two on and nobody out for Isaac De Leon. So Tavares will need to settle in here if he wants to keep this a one-run game. Still no outs in the frame and two base runners on for the righty batter Isaac De Leon. He's been on base twice, a walk and a double in his two plate appearances. Third baseman Reimer in towards the infield grass. His left cleat right there. He shows bunt, gets it down. Tavares in. He fields and throws to first for the out. De Leon does the job, though, as both runners advance. Teeter up to third, and Higgins occupies second. So, two in scoring position with only one away for the nine-batter Elio Prado. Victor Ramos out to have a word, Brooklyn pitching coach from the first base dugout. But Justin, regardless, an effective job by De Leon doing what he was supposed to.
Yeah, definitely moving those runners over, especially with 9-1 and 2 due up in the way the man on deck, Samuel Basayo, has hit the ball throughout the course of the last 2 days, not just tonight. But Tavares having some trouble, and you wonder part of that has been the lengthy layoff. First game for Tavares in 8 days.
Haven't seen Sammy in quite a while, over a week.
Yeah, last time pitched last Tuesday, the series opener at Jersey Shore on August the 1st.
This is 18th appearance on the season. The ERA not great. Sits just a tick below a 6 at 5.91. In large part due to a 28% walk rate, which is higher than his 27% strikeout rate.
And those numbers in opposite directions in Brooklyn, a walk rate around 31%, the strikeout rate around 19.
Only one away, so the entirety of the infield does come in with one gone, men on second and third. First pitch is a fastball called strike to Elio Prado. It's nothing and one. Prado in the midst of an 0-for-2 night, flew out to left in the second, and grounded out to short in the fifth. We've seen the Brooklyn defense already put on a clinic tonight, namely Stanley Consuegra in right field. The infield in here, a one-run game in the seventh. 0-1, swinging a foul ball towards us, up over our heads and out of play. And Tavares ahead quickly 0-2. And if there was ever a time for Tavares to be ahead in a count 0-2, this might be it. Prado the nine batter, someone you certainly want to go get in relatively short order if you can help it. So Tavares stretches out his arms, now brings him into his belt. Stares down the batter and deals an 0-2 pitch. Misses inside for ball one. Only run of this game so far came home in the top of the second on an RBI single from Jacob Teeter. Jeromy Ramirez was solid in a starting capacity for the Cyclones. And Sammy Tavares trying to make sure it doesn't go to waste. 1-2, one gone, second and third. Here's the pitch. Misses just a bit outside, and the count elevates now to two balls and two strikes. I think Tavares and some of the Cyclone faithful on hand here tonight wanted that call. But not on the watch of the home plate umpire, JT Shaw. So Tavares continues to labor out there now. Infield remains in with two balls and two strikes. Everybody except the third baseman, Reimer. He's back attack. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball to Reimer at third. Foul. Jacob was ready to go. He snared it on a backhand. But the play was already ruled dead at that point in time. So two balls, two strikes, one out. Men on second and third and a 1-0 Aberdeen lead. Cyclones only 3 base hits on the night so far. But right now the focus trying to keep this a one-run game. With the right-hander Prado up to bat. Righty on righty matchup. Teeter on third, Higgins on second, and the infield in. Tavares deals, swinging a foul ball, straight back. Caroms off that netting, and we will do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brooklyn in the home half of the seventh will send 6-7-8, Lugo, Osborne, and Tillian up to the dish as they try to claw into this deficit. The only question, how big will that deficit be? Right now it's 1, but Aberdeen looking for some insurance. Tavares a long pause, 2 on the pitch clock. Here's a 2-2. Swinging a rocket to left field. This ball is well struck back towards the track, at the wall, and it's gone. A 3-run home run off the bat of Elio Prado. And Aberdeen pulls in front. It's 4-0 here in the seventh. That ball got out in a hurry. And there is the insurance for the Ironbirds. Teeter home to score, Higgins home to score, and this all of a sudden now a brand new ball game.
First high A home run in the career of Elio Prado, 8th overall this season. And he's had a big impact tonight, missed the last couple of games, the late scratch on Tuesday night. He's played a good right field and now a 3-run homer to his name.
Back to the top we go for Samuel Basayo. Tavares was ahead in the count, 0-2, but Prado battled back, and now Basayo fouls this one out, I was going to say on the Surf Avenue, but it clanged off the light post. So 0-1 was definitely going in the direction of Surf Avenue before that lamppost had other ideas.
How'd that light stanchion get there?
No balls, 1 strike, bases empty, 1 gone after the 3-run blast. 0-1, swinging a ground ball, right-hand side, it's foul. And Basayo behind quickly, 0-2. So for the second straight time, Tavares ahead in the count early, but that didn't mean much. In the previous at-bat against Prado, who took him deep and deposited one beyond the left field wall.
No, he's jumped ahead of guys. It was 0-2 on the second batter. He faced Ryan Higgins before he worked the count even and picked up a base hit before scoring on the Prado home run.
No balls, 2 strikes with 1 gone and the bases empty. Tavares deals, misses down and in. And it's a ball and 2 strikes to the lefty hitting Basayo. Got the sense for Aberdeen that was just a moment they needed. After all, we are talking about a team that has endured a 13-game losing streak. Moments like that have been few and far between for the Ironbirds. 1-2, hit over the middle, and this one down for a base hit in shallow center. Thomas fields it and rifles in quickly, keeping the runner Basayo put at first. But that's the third base hit of the inning for the Ironbirds. Yet another base runner. A man on first with only 1 out with their 2-batter, Frederick Benkosme, set to come to bat. And that'll be it for Sammy Tavares. Chris Newell, Brooklyn skipper, out from the first base dugout for a Baikal Auto Mall call to the bullpen. We'll have the new arm for you after a short break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
The
This pitching change driven by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. On is the right-hander Joshua Cornelli, 6'2", 235, 22 years old from Caracas, Venezuela. 24th appearance has been really strong since the end of April, a 2.52 ERA over his last 20 appearances. Unofficial line for Sammy Tavares, a third of an inning, three runs, three hits, a walk, no strikeouts, still responsible for the runner over at first base, Johnny.
Yeah, the final line not too pretty whatsoever on Tavares, but now Cornelli on with a runner on first base and one gone, Aberdeen 4 and Brooklyn nothing. First batter Cornelli gets is the two-batter Frederick Benkosme. Righty arm on lefty bat with the runner Pasayo prancing around off first. First pitch, hit in the air. This will stay in the infield. Left-hand side, shortstop Williams in, and he makes the catch just behind the pitcher's mound for out number two. So a very ideal start to Joshua Cornelli's night. One pitch, one out. And now there's two gone with a runner on first for Creed Willems. Brooklyn hasn't had much offense to counter tonight, and now the catcher Drake Osborne being checked on. Maria Mueller out to give a look to Osborne, who right now is crouched just outside the batter's circle.
Yeah, not sure exactly what happened there with Drake after that last play. Well, it looks like he's going to try and stay in there. Osborne did have a stint on the IL earlier this season in May.
Yeah, I certainly didn't see anything, at least that appeared to be all too egregious. But it does appear as if Drake all good to go as Chris Newell and Maria back into the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side. So now Creed Willems for the fourth time tonight, yet to reach base. A strikeout, two pop-outs. Cornelli set to throw just his second pitch of his relief outing. He deals. Swinging a fly ball, right-hand side. Out of play. It's nothing and one.
That ball was hit so high, it felt like it was almost the same height at the top of the parachute jump.
From our vantage point, I don't think that's too far-fetched. So Cornelli ahead on Willems, nothing and one. The runner on first is Basayo. It's Aberdeen 4 and Brooklyn nothing here in the bottom, or rather top, of the seventh. A one upcoming from Joshua. A high kick. He deals. Runner goes. And the ball gets by Osborne into the backstop. So no throw. So yet another man in scoring position as the speedy Basayo occupies second base.
First Aberdeen stolen base in Basayo's career. Eighth of the season.
Leads off of second base now. Shortstop Williams holds him on as Cornelli looks in his direction. Now towards home. 1-1 pitch. Fastball clips the outer half for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Three runs home already in the frame for the Ironbirds. On a three-run home run from their nine-batter, Elio Prado. He took Sammy Tavares deep to left field. Cornelli ready to deal. Here's the 1-2. Skips in the dirt. Osborne can't corral. Throw down to second as the runner was camped off the bag. Not in time. Thought maybe Basayo would try to take third, but Osborne, good reaction time to get to that baseball. And his only play was to throw to second. Williams applied the tag, but Basayo got just under it to be back safely. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. With Basayo still a healthy-sized lead off of second base. About three or four strides off the bag. Cornelli looks his way. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball right at Williams. He barely had to move. In stride, he throws to retire the side. But not before Aberdeen puts up a three spot. Courtesy of a three-run jack from Elio Prado. It's Ironbirds 4. Cyclones with some work to do down the home stretch on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well.
Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Six, seven, eight, due up for Brooklyn here in the bottom of the seventh. William Lugo, Drake Osborne, and Junior Tillian all stretched out here at Maimonides Park alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. It is Aberdeen 4 and Brooklyn nothing in a game that really didn't have a whole lot of offense until that top of the seventh when Aberdeen scored three runs thanks to an Elio Prado three-run homer. So now the Cyclones with that much more work to do over the final three frames. First pitch, William Lugo takes down and in for ball one. Logan Reinhart back out for his second inning of relief work. The only blip so far for Reinhart was a two-out walk he issued to Stanley Consuegra in the sixth. Righty arm on righty bat, 1-0 to Lugo. He takes inside, two balls and no strikes. Lugo so far tonight, two times up, two times on the base paths, a walk and a single to his name. Cyclones only have three hits tonight, Lugo one of them. Reinhart out of the stretch, a left leg kick, 2-0, Lugo waves and misses. Over the top of the slider and it's 2-1. Lugo, Osborne, Tillian, those are the three in the frame for the Cyclones. Reinhart's 2-1, and Lugo smacks it foul, third base side. And it's two balls and two strikes. Mentioned Lugo playing first base tonight. He's had a couple of nice plays over on the right side of the infield as well, as the "We Want Socks" chant continues after the, not t-shirt toss, but sock toss from earlier. 2-2 misses inside towards Lugo's hips, and it's three balls and two strikes. Lugo, a 210 hitter so far this season, all with Brooklyn. Does have 11 long balls, though. A power threat in the middle of the lineup. 3-2, smacks it on the ground, left-hand side. Third baseman De Leon off a hop. Strong throw over to first in time for out number one. So Lugo retired for the first time tonight. Brings up Drake Osborne. Base is empty and one away. Drake's two plate appearances tonight, two flyouts. He's yet to reach safely. First pitch to him. Osborne takes down and away, and it's 1-0. Drake at the plate as of recently, just three for his last 20. However, as you might imagine, two of those three hits have been home runs. 1-0 upcoming. Here's the pitch. Osborne takes a fastball for a strike. It's 1-1. Drake has eight home runs so far this season. He's only hitting 175. It seems like, Justin, half the time he gets a base hit, he leaves the ballpark.
I was going to say, and three of his eight have been against Aberdeen.
1-1 misses downstairs. Two balls and a strike.
And it seems like every time Osborne plays against Wilmington or Aberdeen, he does some mighty damage with that bat.
Well, sometimes all it takes is you're going up against that team. You see that jersey, you see that logo, and you know you're going to have it. 2-1 is tapped foul off the end of the bat, and it's 2-2. And for whatever case, you can try to make rhyme or reason out of it as best you can, but sometimes that's just the way things shape up, and there's no real explanation. And I would say that's the case for Osborne here so far in 2023 against the likes of the Iron Birds and the Blue Rocks. Drake calls for time before Reinhart readies himself to deal a 2-2. It's 4-0 Iron Birds here in the bottom of the seventh. Only three base hits so far for the Cyclones tonight. They belong to Jet Williams, William Lugo, and Rylan Thomas. 2-2 on the way to Osborne. Misses in the dirt, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Drake, of course, handling bulk of the catching duties with Kevin Parada on the injured list. We did not see Osborne in a catching capacity yesterday. In fact, we didn't see him at all yesterday for Brooklyn. Day game after the night game, Christian Prigent was the catcher. 3-2 payoff, foul tip, and we'll do it again at 3-2. But it should be interesting to see what the game plan, what the approach is moving forward as far as the playing time distributed between the two backstops, Osborne and Prigent. Of course, Prigent, the first member of the Mets 2023 draft class to reach the high A level. 3-2 to Osborne, swinging a rocket to left field. This one well struck, but it's foul. That ball would have clanged off the wall in all likelihood had it stayed fair, but just hooked a left turn as it progressed further and further towards the fence. So another 3-2 upcoming to Osborne. If you're just joining us, no, this has not been an extremely long, slow-moving game. We had an hour rain delay that bumped our first pitch back to about 8 p.m., 8:01 to be exact. 3-2 to Drake. Swinging a foul ball, left-hand side into the netting above the Aberdeen dugout. And yet another payoff pitch. Osborne getting his money's worth here.
I'm going to say next pitch will be the ninth of this at-bat between Reinhardt and Osborne.
Junior Tillian waiting on deck, then Ryland Thomas after him should things get that far. 3-2. Osborne swings and grounds it to third base. De Leon fields in stride. He throws, and a nice reach by Basayo at first base to reel it in for the out. So two up, two down for Reinhardt in this bottom of the seventh. Both of which ground outs to the third baseman. And now base is empty, two gone for Junior Tillian. Tillian, like Osborne before him when he stepped in 0-for-2 night thus far. A swinging strikeout and a sharp line out to second. Righty arm on righty bat, first pitch. Misses downstairs for ball one. Aberdeen a 4-0 lead on the Cyclones here in game 3 of 6. 2-week homestand for Brooklyn. 1-0 upcoming. And Tillian smacks it to straightaway center, and that's down for a base hit. Played off a hop by Higgins. He relays in. It's a 2-out single for Junior Tillian, who reaches base for the first time tonight. So a 2-out base runner for the Clones for the number 9 man, Ryland Thomas. Make it 4 hits now on the evening for Brooklyn. But those base hits really spread out for the most part. Cyclones did have 2 singles in the third, but came up empty-handed. First pitch to Ryland Thomas. Takes outside for ball one. Thomas, the former USC Trojan, his former USC teammate DeAndre Smith not in the lineup tonight, with Tillian handling second base duties and Alex Ramirez acting as Brooklyn's DH. 1-0 in there for a strike with a 93-mile-an-hour heater, and it's 1-1. Thomas 1-for-2, had one of those 2 singles in the third inning, and he grounded out in the fifth. Not a big lead for Tillian off of first. 1-1, Thomas skies it to straightaway center field, but right at the center fielder Higgins, who camps underneath to make a one-handed catch to retire the side. So for Brooklyn, no runs, a hit, and 1 man left at the end of 7. It is Aberdeen 4 and Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit brooklyncyclones.com/meetthemets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
We go to inning number 8 from Maimonides Park, where the Aberdeen Ironbirds have a 4-0 lead on the Brooklyn Cyclones. Joshua Cornelli back out for another inning of work. And for those of you scoreboard watching, and it obviously affects the Cyclones, worth mentioning Jersey Shore, 2-1 winners tonight on the road in Hudson Valley. So the Blue Claws with the potential to pick up a game depending on how things shape up here over the final few frames. But Justin, that Blue Claw team just keeps on winning. They've taken the first three from the Renegades.
Yeah, 2-1 winner for Jersey Shore tonight. They've taken the first three in that series against the Renegades. So Brooklyn needs to rally, or their lead in the north will drop down to 2 going into Friday night. Tim Cisnara to lead off for Aberdeen in the top of the 8th inning. Cornelli rocks and fires. And his first pitch upstairs, it's 1-0. Cisnara 0-3 today. Flied out to center in his last at-bat in the 6th. Cornelli came on, got the last two outs in the 7th. The righty's 1-0. And Cisnara takes a called strike on the outside corner. It's even at 1-1. Aberdeen, 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They have left 5. Brooklyn, no runs, 4 hits, no errors. They have left 6. 1-1, and Cisnara flat-footed. Can't hit the fastball away. And Cornelia ahead of ball and 2 strikes. And taking a look around the South Atlantic League on this Thursday evening. Top of the 10 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Rain has subsided. Cool, calm, and quiet Thursday night here in Brooklyn. 1-2, and Cisnara chases down and in for strike 3. Good back foot breaking ball from Cornelli. His first strikeout tonight, 1 away in the 8th. That painting the corner punch out. Brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Anthony Servideo, a couple of doubles, a run scored. Ground out to second his last time in the 6th on a nice sliding stop by Tilly. Cornelli from the first base side of the rubber. And Servideo takes a called strike. It's 0-1. A Bowling Green, one game, one of a doubleheader in Wilmington, or in Bowling Green, I should say. 2-1 final there. Kyle Luckum threw a complete game for the Blue Rocks. The 0-1, and Servideo taps it in the air to left. Over to his left. A few steps, Ryan Clifford, and he'll put it away for the second out of the 8th inning. Jacob Teeter will step up. He's reached base twice tonight, an RBI single in the 2nd, walked and scored last inning. Game 2, Bowling Green leading Wilmington 2-1 in the top of the 7th inning. We're going to sweep that double dip. Hickory, a 5-3 winner in Asheville. Hickory had a no-hit bid going for quite a while earlier today. First pitch, the lefty batter. And Teeter takes high for ball 1. Rome outlasting Winston-Salem 8-7. That down in Georgia tonight. A 1-0 from Cornelli. And Teeter looks at a strike. Outer half hits 1-1. Roman 8-7 winner there. Cabrera Weaver hit a grand slam in that ball game for the Dash. Third baseman Reimer off the line, the 1-1. And Teeter takes outside for ball 2. Greenville and Greensboro still going. Bottom of the 9th inning, tied at 7. Greensboro's hit 4 home runs in that ballgame, including 2 from Sean Ross. The 2-1. Low and away, 3 balls and a strike. And as Johnny mentioned before, Jersey Shore a 2-1 winner in Hudson Valley. Renegades had tied that game in the bottom of the 8th inning. But Jersey Shore a run in the top of the 9th to win it, and Anthony Kirion go-ahead RBI single. 3-1, rolled over on the ground to 2nd. Fielded by Tillian to his left. Overhand throw to Lugo in time. And Cornelli has a 1-2-3 top of the 8th inning. Needed just 11 pitches to sit down Aberdeen in order at the end of 7.5. 4-0 Ironbirds on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Time for a Vital Auto Mall call to the bullpen. It comes for the Ironbirds. A pitching change brought to you by our friends at Vital Auto Mall. Make sure you pay them a visit at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to VitalAutoMall.com. The new arm in the game for Aberdeen, it is Hayden Nierman, the right-hander. He comes on a 4-0 Ironbird lead.
First pitch to Jet Williams here in the bottom of the eighth, a called strike. And the count 0-1. Top of the lineup, two up for Brooklyn. Williams, Ramirez, and Clifford in the side armor. Fires a strike, and Jet quickly behind 0-2. Got fans of all kinds at the ballpark tonight. Some of them human, some of them insects. Getting a front row seat. And I guess that's along the first baseline here on Coney Island. The 0-2, and Williams takes up and away at 92. It's a ball and two strikes. Nierman, 6'2", 170 pounds. 23 years old from Scottsdale, Arizona. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Foul tip into the glove of Williams. And Williams down on strikes for the first out of the eighth inning. Nierman making his 12th appearance with Aberdeen this year. 0-1 record. A 4.5 ERA. Four hits in eight innings, three walks, eight strikeouts. Has really struggled since coming off the IL. Inning and a third has given up three runs on one hit as Alex Ramirez takes a strike. Last pitched August the 3rd against Hickory, gave up three runs in a third of an inning. As Ramirez takes another strike, it's 0-2. Nierman took the loss against Brooklyn here on Coney Island. Back on May the 2nd, the 0-2, Ramirez a bouncing ball up the third baseline. Still no balls and two strikes. Nierman started his college career at Oakland University in Michigan. Ended up finishing his college career at UNLV, although he never ended up pitching in a game for the Runnin' Rebels. The 0-2, Ramirez off the hands to second, coming on Servideo. Sidearm toss on the move in time. And Ramirez retired for the second out. Major League Baseball, MLB Pipeline, announcing their new top 100 prospects in the game earlier today. Five Mets in that top 100. Luis Angel Acuna at 40, Drew Gilbert at 57, and then Jet Williams at 84, Ronnie Mauricio at 93, with Kevin Parada at 96 as Ryan Clifford takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Clifford 0-3 has struck out three times tonight. The 0-1 fouled straight back. It's 0-2. Bases empty, two out, bottom of the eighth inning. Aberdeen in front, 4-0, trying to snap a 13-game losing streak. Ironbirds are running the second, three on a home run in the seventh. The 0-2 taken down below the knees. It's a ball and two strikes on Clifford. Iron Birds have yet to win a game here in the month of August. The 1-2 pitch struck him out swinging. Got him on the pitch away. Second strikeout of the frame for Nierman. He retires the side in order on 12 pitches. To the ninth we go. 4-0 Iron Birds on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
It's time for another Baikal Auto Mall pitching change, driven by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. New pitcher in the game for the Cyclones is the right-hander Colby Kubacek. Takes the spot of Joshua Cornelli. All told, the fourth arm for the Cyclones in the contest and the third Brooklyn reliever to be used. It is Aberdeen 4 and Brooklyn nothing as we enter the ninth.
Thank you, Johnny. Colby Kubacek on. Bottom third of the lineup due up for Aberdeen. Brooklyn trailing by 4. Kubacek 5'11". 185 pounds, 23 years old from Bryan, Texas. And the first pitch he throws right by the ear flap on Higgins' black helmet. And the count 1-0. Higgins 1-for-3 with a single. He's also struck out twice tonight. Came around to score back in the seventh inning. The 1-0 hit on the ground at third. Fielded by Reimer to his left. Sidearm tossed to first in time. And the leadoff man retired, one out in the ninth inning. Kubacek pitching for the first time since the last Joelmy Ramirez start. That was last Thursday. Ramirez worked into the ninth inning that day. Brooklyn held a 6-1 lead. Ramirez gave up a leadoff home run and a single. Colby Kubacek came on. Blue Claws loaded the bases. And Kubacek then struck out Rickson Wingrove and retired the next two batters to end the ball game. A 6-3 Brooklyn win. DeLeon takes high. It's 1-0. Colby, 14th relief outing with the Cyclones. 0-1 of 5.4 ERA, the 1-0. Taken high. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Kubacek, 1 save, 22 hits in 16 and two-thirds innings. 14 walks and 10 strikeouts. Former 18th round pick out of Texas, the 2-0. At the knees, a strike, and the count 2-1. Take a look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard. The righty's 2-1. And there is a strike to DeLeon. Count even at 2-2. Big League Club has the night off. Mets will be back in action at Citi Field tomorrow night. Open up a series against the Braves. Tyler McGill, the former Cyclone, against Charlie Morton. The 2-2. At the letters, strike 3 call. DeLeon down on strikes. First strikeout tonight for Colby. A paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. 2 out in the ninth. For Elio Prado, he's got one of the biggest, if not the biggest, hit of the game so far. A 3-run shot to make it 4-0 in the seventh. A Triple-A Syracuse beat the daylights out of Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. Yankees affiliate today 10-1. As Prado takes a strike, it's 0-1. Brett Beatty, second at bat back at Triple-A at an opposite field two-run home run. Luke Ritter. Out of the solo shot, Carlos Cortez, the former Cyclone, a grand slam. Prado takes up and in. It's a ball and a strike.
So then I guess Yankees minor league affiliates got back at Mets minor league affiliates for that at the double-A level this evening.
Yes, indeed, that is the case. Unfortunately for Tyler Stewart, this hit on the ground and through the hole between third and short for a hit. Second knock tonight for Elio Prado. And Aberdeen with one on and two out. Back to the top of the order in Samuel Basayo. Well, yeah, double-A Binghamton fell to Somerset on the road tonight, 14-0. Tyler Stewart had not allowed more than three runs in a start this year. Was lifted five batters into the second, gave up seven runs, five earned. First pitch to Basayo, stroked on the ground, a second. Fielded by the shortstop, Williams will step on the bag himself. And the fielder's choice retires the side. No runs, a hit, one man left. At the end of 8.5, Brooklyn needs four to tie, five to walk it off. They trail 4-0 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Dan Hammer is the new arm in the game for Aberdeen. On to pitch tonight. As we go to the bottom of the ninth, it's still Ironbirds 4 and Cyclones nothing. Brooklyn only has four base hits tonight. That's as many runs as Aberdeen has on 10 hits. But it is Hammer who comes on to toss the ninth inning. It'll be no easy task, though. He does get 4-5-6. Stanley Consuegra, Jacob Reimer, and then William Lugo as the Cyclones try to make something happen here in the bottom of the ninth.
Thank you, Johnny. Dan Hammer, new arm in the ballgame, 6'2", 210, 25 years old from Philadelphia. Hammer making his 22nd appearance, 2-2, a 3.47 ERA with two saves. 16 hits in 23 and a third innings, 19 walks, 41 strikeouts. A strikeout rate up over 38%. Coming into play tonight, last picked up an appearance on August the 4th. That was last Friday against Hickory, gave up an unearned run in an inning and two-thirds. Stanley Consuegra to lead off, and he swings and misses. It's 0-1. Hammer, five straight appearances without allowing an earned run. Dating back to July the 6th. The 0-1 to Stanley. There's a broken bat floater to second, but right at Servideo. And he makes the catch for the first out of the ninth inning. Fans, a reminder, series continues tomorrow night. Final 7 o'clock start of the series. Yoander Suarez will get the ball for Brooklyn at 3-9, a 5.69 ERA. Ironbirds have yet to announce their probable starter for that one. We'll try and procure that after the ball game. Jacob Reimer 0-3, and he takes high for ball one. Hammer, former 13th round pick of the Orioles, out of the University of Pittsburgh. The righty is 1-0. And that fastball high, it's two balls and no strikes. It's 6 o'clock start on Saturday. And then a 2 o'clock series finale on Sunday as Reimer can't lay off the pitch down and away. Went around, says the home plate umpire, Shaw. And the count 2-1. The 2-1, Reimer fights it off the handle. It's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fans, reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to game 4 in this series tomorrow night. You see the numbers for Hammer, trying to hammer down an Aberdeen victory. The 2-2, outside fastball at 94. And the count full. Final line for Hayden Nierman. 1 perfect inning, struck out 2. Just 12 pitches, 10 strikes. Aberdeen looking to pick up their 50th win of the year. The payoff pitch, and Reimer takes low for ball 4. So Jacob is aboard with a 1-out walk. 1 on, 1 out in the 9th inning for the first baseman, William Lugo.
Well, make no mistake, Justin, this still is an Aberdeen team that has lost 13 straight. So you want to make this as crisp and as clean as a 9th inning as you possibly can. When you consider the circumstances, you don't want to let this thing unravel, and that means getting outs right now for Hammer.
William Lugo has reached twice, a walk and a single. And he takes high for ball 1, ground out to 3rd his last time. And you feel Brooklyn needs maybe another base runner or 2 to really get those minds churning, wondering, is this another situation of here we go again? And there's Lugo with a base hit to center field. Right on cue. 2nd hit tonight for Lugo. 3rd time on base. And Brooklyn with 2 on and 1 out in the 9th inning for Drake Osborne. Catcher Willems out to talk with Hammer. Trying to sprinkle those seeds of doubt into the Aberdeen players' heads as the pitching coach, Austin Miney, out to talk. And honestly, Johnny, considering all that, not a bad idea for the pitching coach to go out and chat with his right-hander.
Yeah, why not? Even if it's just a matter of going out there and calming him down and saying, hey, look, we've still got plenty of breathing room here. No runs across yet. It's not the end of the world. Just go out there and focus on the next guy, right? The next batter. Because at a certain point, that's really all you can do, right? Even in an inning like this that has tipped Brooklyn's way rather quickly, in an effort to not let things snowball, you just got to go there, take it one guy at a time. And I'm sure that's along the lines of what the conversation that was had between Hammer and his pitching coach, and just go get that very next guy.
They still are a ground ball away from ending it. Double play still in order. Drake Osborne 0-for-3. Couple of deep fly balls to left in his first 2 at-bats. And the first pitch he sees from Hammer outside and high. It's 1-0. Osborne ground out to 3rd. Last trip in the 7th. Reimer at 2nd. Lugo at 1st. Brooklyn trailing by 4. Hammer is set to the cross step towards 3rd. The 1-0. And Osborne swings and misses at a breaking ball. The count even at a ball and a strike. Junior Tillian represents the tying run. He is on deck. At the belt, the 1-1. And Osborne takes low. 2 balls and a strike on the Brooklyn catcher. Cyclones in the Jefes Navy jerseys tonight. Aberdeen, as they've worn the first 2 games in the series, the Patter Blues. Very rarely do they break out the road grays. The 2-1. Up and away, 3-1. And now Hammer in danger of walking the bases loaded. Hammer gets the one he wants, sets just above the belt. The 3-1. And Osborne taking all the way, looks at strike 2. Groans from the hometown crowd. Thought that one was a tad bit outside. It's instead a 3-2 count. Big pitch up coming from Hammer. And time called by Osborne ahead of the payoff. Maybe a little mind game there from Drake, trying to get Hammer out of his rhythm ahead of this vital 3-2.
It's like icing a kicker.
Oppenhammer sends this one wide left. He does, but Osborne chases for strike three. Couldn't lay off the pitch away, and the Cyclones down to their final out. Maybe Osborne a tad bit over anxious there. The breaking ball away from Hammer. Two on, two out. Junior Tillian one for three with a base hit. Brooklyn trying to avoid being shut out for the third time in the last five games. As Tillian takes outside 1-0, they were shut out final two games of the Jersey Shore series over the weekend. A 1-0, and Tillian takes a strike. Count evens at 1-1. Ryland Thomas, the center fielder, waiting on deck. A 1-1, and Tillian swings and misses through a breaking ball. And Aberdeen a strike away from snapping a 13-game losing streak. Ironbirds have not won a game since game one of a doubleheader on July the 26th, so they haven't had a night where they've gone home the sole winners in a day since July the 23rd. The 1-2 just off the outside corner. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Willems tried framing it there, and Shaw made the call outside. Reimer at second base, Lugo at first. Brooklyn down by four. The righty's 2-2. Tillian, slow roller towards the third base coach's box. Nice bare hand by Chris Newell. Flips it into the Aberdeen dugout. Stays at 2-2. Jersey Shore did win tonight. So Brooklyn's lead in the North Division at 2.5. Would drop down to 2 with one more strike. The 2-2. Outside and low, kicks off the heel of Willems' glove, can't find it, and everyone's going to move up 90 feet. To third, Reimer. To second goes Lugo. It's now full on Tillian with second and third and two out. And with Hammer at 22 pitches in the inning, the Ironbirds have a right-hander up and throwing down the left field line. Nearing the bottom of the 10 o'clock hour in the East. Aberdeen up 4-0. The payoff pitch. Check swing. He went around, says the home plate umpire, J.T. Shaw, and that's the ball game. Aberdeen's 13-game losing streak is over. Your final score tonight in 9, the Aberdeen Ironbirds 4, and the Brooklyn Cyclones nothing. So the Cyclones lead in the North Division down to 2 games. With 27 left to play here in the season's second half. Take a break. We come back. Recap report is next. Aberdeen 4, Brooklyn nothing, our final. Don't go anywhere on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld. Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Tough one tonight as the Cyclones fall to Aberdeen by a final of 4-0 with the win. Aberdeen improving to 18-20 in the half. 50-52 overall. Brooklyn dropping to 24-15 in the second half. 52-52 on the season. Welcome into the recap report alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. A tough one today. Game delayed 61 minutes at the start due to rain. And it was a scoreless game through the first inning. Joelmi Ramirez against Kyle Verbitsky. And Aberdeen able to break through first in the top of the second inning with one out. Anthony Servideo doubled to right. And then Jacob Teeter looped a single down the left field line to bring him in. That gave Aberdeen a 1-0 lead in the second frame. Stayed that way all the way into the seventh. Joelmi Ramirez done after 6 one-run innings. Sammy Tavares came on. Jacob Teeter walked. Ryan Higgins singled to left. And after a sack bunt by Isaac De Leon, Elio Prado a 3-run home run over the left field fence. His first high A. An Iron Bird home run made it 4-0. That 3-run shot by Prado. Our House Potato Chips play the game. House Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. The official potato chip of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Brooklyn didn't have many great scoring opportunities tonight. You could argue the best scoring chance for Brooklyn came in the ninth inning. Prior to the ninth, only one runner got to second base the entire game. That was Rylan Thomas in the third. Brooklyn had back-to-back one-out base hits from Thomas and Williams, but a foul out to first and a strikeout looking ended that rally. And then in the ninth, a one-out walk to Reimer. Followed single by Lugo to center. A wild pitch with two out moved them to second and third. But Junior Tillian struck out to end the ballgame as Aberdeen takes it today by a final of 4-0. Winning pitcher in this one, Kyle Verbitsky. With the victory, he improves to 4-1. Five innings, no runs, three hits, a walk, struck out five. Losing pitcher, Joelmi Ramirez. He drops to 1-1. Tough luck loss for him. Just one run on six hits in six innings, a walk, and three strikeouts. Final line score, Aberdeen, 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left 6. Brooklyn, no runs, 5 hits, no errors. They left 8. Final time of game tonight here on Coney Island. 2 hours and 25 minutes. No official attendance listed online at the moment. And with your look around today's game here on Coney Island with an update across the country and our out-of-town scoreboard, here's Johnny.
All right, yeah, Justin, we'll hit on the South Atlantic League first. Obviously, the result of the utmost importance that concerns the Cyclones. Jersey Shore, 2-1 winners. Yet again, Blue Claws have taken the first 3 against the Renegades. So the lead for Brooklyn is trimmed down to 2 games, a 2-game lead for the Cyclones on top of Jersey Shore for first place. Outside of that, Wilmington and Bowling Green. Bowling Green, 2-1 winners. The Hot Rods take down the Blue Rocks. That was actually, they played a doubleheader today, did Wilmington and Bowling Green, and Bowling Green took both of them by a score of 2-1. Beyond that, Asheville and Hickory. Hickory 5-3 winners on the road. and Greensboro and Greenville were in action, driving Grasshoppers in a high-scoring affair, an 8-7 Grasshopper win in a game that went 10 innings. Only other game tonight in the league, Rome defeats Winston-Salem in another action-packed game, 8-7 winners. The Rome Braves take down the Winston-Salem Dash. As far as other Mets affiliates go tonight, we hit on it on the broadcast earlier. The big league club the night off before they begin a three-game homestand with the first-place Atlanta Braves this weekend. But as far as the minor league teams are concerned, the Syracuse Mets, 10-1 winners on the road in Scranton-Wilkes-Barre tonight. Jose Buto, the winner of that contest. Binghamton could not suffer a similar fate because they were 14-0 losers, allowed 17 hits to the Somerset Patriots, also made 4 errors in that game, did the Rumble Ponies. And at the low A level, St. Lucie 4-3 losers to Palm Beach. Palm Beach takes care of business on the road and defeat St. Lucie by a final of 4-3. Major League Baseball, not a ton of games tonight because of the Thursday off day for so many teams, getting set, traveling for the weekend, what have you. Most of them have gone final. The only game that is going on right now is the Rockies and Dodgers. They're scoreless in the second. Everything else is final. Baltimore 5-4 winners over Houston. Dean Kramer, the win for the Orioles. Hunter Brown, the loss. And yet another Felix Bautista save, his 31st on the season. Braves lost tonight, shocking. Pittsburgh 7-5 winners over Atlanta. Detroit takes down Minnesota. They shut out the Twins 3-0 at Comerica. Guardians 4-3 winners at home over Toronto. St. Louis takes down Tampa 5-2 on the road. The Phillies win against the Nationals 6-2. Trey Turner, a go-ahead two-run shot in that game. And the Red Sox shut out the Royals at Fenway 2-0. James Paxton improves to 7-3 on the season. And a Kenley Jansen save number 26 on the season for the veteran. So that'll just about do it for out-of-town scoreboard tonight. A light night tonight across Major League Baseball, including the big league club Mets get the night off, a Syracuse win, Binghamton loss, and St. Lucie loss, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. And because of that Mets off day, means we were graced by Keith Rad's presence here on Coney Island. Unfortunately, Keith Rad's appearance here in Coney Island mimicking the final Brooklyn Cyclones game he called, unfortunately. A loss to the Aberdeen Ironbirds, albeit those two defeats came in Maryland last September. Cyclones will try and earn at the very least a series split with a win tomorrow night. It'll be the right-hander Yoander Suarez to take the hill for Brooklyn, 3-9, an ERA of 5.5. Aberdeen has yet to announce their listed starter for that ball game, but we'll have post-game fireworks tomorrow. Should be a wonderful night here on Coney Island. It'll also be our Friday night drinks on us. The nine-night pastor, Donnie McClurkin, will be performing prior to the game as we celebrate minor league baseball's The Nine program. We'll have specialty uniforms and much, much more. Gates open at 6. Johnny and I hit the airwaves 6:45, 7 o'clock. First pitch tomorrow here from Brooklyn. That'll do it for us here on this Thursday night. Again, your final, Aberdeen 4 and Brooklyn nothing. For everyone with our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President, Stephen Cohen, our General Manager, Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters here on Coney Island at Maimonides Park, including my partner, Johnny Gadamowitz, I'm Justin Rock, saying so long from Brooklyn again, your final, Aberdeen 4 and Brooklyn nothing. We hope to have you with us again for Game 4 of this series tomorrow night, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening, everyone. So long from Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.